All right, so we learned a very difficult ois yesterday. It was ois nunches, and he ended off talking. He was talking about Tzimtzum, and he was talking about the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the space that Hashem paved Nun in the spread, the space that Hashem created to have the world in, and then he says like this, I'm picking Nun Aleph, and I want to do it together with Reb Chaim Friedlander Sahara. Okay? It says, Oy Tavini. It's at the end of number 58 in your print, Shia. Oy Tavini. Sha'afa picture action, Anu Yoidim. Now that we know. Sha'akash Baruch Sameach Kol Maisav. Hashem is happy with all of his creator creations. V'heim L'chvoido Elov. And they provide him covered. So he says, "Loinach shoyd mi pnei zeh, shebizman shloi hoyu nimtzoyim ela." That if Hashem had a world without these creations, im kein eis lachaserim mi men yisbarach simcha and kavod. Don't think that Hashem would have been missing anything had he not created the world. Because if now that we're saying that what's providing kavod and simcha to Hashem is the bria, so it sounds like he didn't have that until he had the bria. You have a married couple, they don't have children. Then all of a sudden they have children, this is my whole joy in life. Taka, they were missing a joy that they didn't have, and now that they have a child, they're having a joy that they couldn't have. That means that they were chas or something, and now they're mamali that chasar. So if we're saying that Hashem, the Bria provides the covenant simcha to Borei Olam, volt mashma given that without that he doesn't have simcha and covenant, that means it's a total chesaron in him that he needs a world. So Zok the Ramchal, no, that's not the case. El kvar marnu ha'odin yisbarach shema b'metziusa ha'poshut kadosh baruch hu l'chsha'atzmai ein makom l'nevraim iwa klal farker. There's no chaseira and there's no room to even have any bria. Ki einam shayachim be'inyonim. Ava b'rtzoy say bohem, oz mipnei ha'chifetz ve'harotzen hazeh, nimtzoyim loy l'simcha, kaviyachol u'lechavoyd. So, now that he does want them, so mipnei ha'chifetz ve'harotzen hazeh, because of his desire to have a world, they've been meila, they provide him simcha and kavod, but it's not that he would have been lacking it had they not been a creation. The desire of Hashem to have a world, is what gives room to have the creations, and therefore it's considered that his desire is not complete if they are not there. Now, I'm a little troubled with the way he's saying it, to be honest, because my understanding now, maybe the footnote of Reb Chaim Friedlander will tell us that this is what he means, but my understanding is that when we say Hashem gets covered from the Bria, it's Chas v'Shalom to say even after the Tzimtzum, even in the world that Hashem created. In other words, it sounds like from him he's saying Hashem doesn't need our kavod be'etzem.
But now that
But
he's
now that he created
created.
the world, now he doesn't need it. Taka. But don't think that's a chisaron because it's only needed because he made it to be needed. He made himself need it. So since he made himself need it, so memela is not considered a real deficiency in a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this that we're providing him kavod. But I would have said more than that. Even in the creation itself, it's not needed. He's not missing our kavod. The fact that we give him kavod is not that now Hashem, oh, now I got honor. Hashem cares about kruzei bosav adam, gushei adama be'alma, right? Like we kruzei choymer,
Where is that lesson for? I mean,
and over there.
Oh,
You think Hashem cares about mankind's little dinky, kavod? Oh, wow. I walked into the first grade in one of the schools to doing the chumash, giving out the chumash, and all the children stood up for me. Oh wow, my guy went through the roof. I'm telling you, right? I'm saying, Like you think Hashem cares if we give cover? It doesn't add anything. So what's the inyan of covenant? So I thought the inyan of covenant is for us. Hashem wants us to know about Him, and therefore, since He wants us to know about Him, because the greatest tava that we can have is to know about Hashem, therefore, the proper way for us to know about Hashem is by providing covenant to the Bria, providing covenant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is here to give covenant to Hashem so that we know about Hashem. It's not about giving Him covenant at all. That's what I would have thought.
Right.
It's only for us. He's mashma a little bit that in once there was a Bria, it is for Him a little bit. He made a situation that he needs the covenant. That's my problem. That's my problem with what he's saying here. So I want to read the Iyunim number 19 of Rav Chaim Friedlander.
One thing, whenever he gives a mock, he says, well, Harizek
Harizek Kamakama Oimed Libonet Allah Binyanim, Shu Halal, Achla Nimla Min Abinyanamahim. Smash Mashma.
Up until you designated it.
Right, I could have used
For...
it for anything, so it's not missing the house. But now that I bought it and I designated it for land use, and now there's nothing built on it, now it's missing the house. It's almost Mashmah Hashem is missing our covenant.
I thought our covenant was for us to have a
That's
relationship.
my point. That's
That's
what I thought
independent.
also. Exactly. So that's I don't fully understand the way he's saying it. So let's look at the Iyunim number 19. Not everybody has this, but Iyunim number 19 reads as follows: Rabbeinu Mevarakana Sava'aya Olav Chachminu Zal. The Ramchal here is addressing an issue that's been dealt with many of the great minds of Jewish philosophy, from the Rambam to the Maral to others. Hare, kibbutz shekol ma shebarach kodesh baruch hu b'lam olam b'arach chvoydo. Shenema kol nikkur b'shmi chvoydi b'rasev yetzar tevaf asisev. Okay, the Chora Abriya Masif Chas Hashem Mashal Kodesh Baruch Hu. If the world was created for covenant of Hashem, that means that without it, he's missing covenant. So how can Hashem be lacking something? That's Mashal. There's a deficiency. Hainu as a kavod hazeh, v'chein yesh l'shul, kivin shabaras abriya, kidei she'en mi she'en kabel as tuvay, ki mechoy katov lehetiv, im kien l'chor ha'idei abriya, nasef es leis baruch ha'fshar lehetiv. Rabbeinu Mavar, shirak acharei shirotza v'chidesh, u'bara es gilu yritzoynoi, shemase ha'tachtoinim heim lo'y lechvoy, lo yesh na ha'tzoyach v'kemes ha'fsharas lechavnu l'samchoy. As what?
As you said.
That's what I'm saying. He's not really changing the
No,
meaning.
just as give you a call, right?
Ulam lifnei kein lohaya hatzorich. There wouldn't been a need for it before he created the world. The lo yaisa kayemes ha'afsharis, and it wouldn't be possible. Twofold. There was no need to give kavod, and it would have been impossible to give kavod. Lachin lechaser leklum. And therefore, it's not considered he's missing anything, deficient in anything. Nimtza she'atzorich v'ha'afsharis tluim v'oimdim tomin b'schatzus v'asmodas ritzoynei zeh. The relationship between the need of it, the need and the possibility, were both only creations. Rak after shabaras hanhagas tuvay v'saklal shemuchak katov v'heitiv hisaver atzorich shemishi kabbalas tuvay. Only then was there even a need for it. Ulam kol matzorich hazeh chodesh chudash lama anenu shenuchal lemales ritzoyna ayde shanu noisnim kaviyachol hakadosh baruch hu ayde maaseinu atoy v'mesav sharis lehitiv lanu milu ritzoyna zeh hu kvoidoy. Okay, so he's in Zugiri, he is trying to address this. He's saying like this. Ulam, look in the where he says Ulam. Here's with the big line here. Okay, he's trying to address this. Zoktum Chaim Friedlander. You hear the problem we're facing here.
Yeah, but I think it's preposterous to think that Hashem needs anything from us.
Well,
it's so counter all everything we've ever learned.
Exactly. So if you get home tonight and you read number 58, literally the end of 58, it would sound like that. It would sound like Hashem didn't need our covenant. He could have had a world without
But
it for sure. But
now
now that He created the world, He created the need for us to give Him covenant.
for us to give him, but for him to have to receive
Yeah,
it.
it's very weird. It doesn't
Yeah.
sound right. So he was explaining here. Ulam, however, gam hatzorich hazeh, the need for, that's exactly what you're saying now. The need for this covenant, chudash lama'anenu, was mischadish only for us. Shenucha lama'le es ritzoyna ade sh'anu noisnim kav yachol. It's of shores lehitivlanu. So let me give an example. For example, let's say every day you have a parent, they get up from bed, they make themselves a quick coffee, and they take a granola bar out of the thing, and that's their breakfast, they're good. Now it's their birthday. They decide that it would be a good birthday present if the kids made me breakfast. So he basically gives off the message, tomorrow morning, I don't have breakfast. He tells the kid, tomorrow morning, I don't have any breakfast to eat tomorrow morning. And then they get the hint. And now they come and they make him breakfast. So the next morning, before he ate breakfast, was he missing breakfast or was he not missing breakfast? He only created the need to need breakfast because he wanted them to give it to him. But he doesn't need that breakfast because he never had, it's irrelevant to him whether he has that breakfast or not. But he holds, it's important, chinuch, that they should be meschanech in how to give him breakfast. That's a shtickle what he's saying over here. Hashem created a phantom, a world with, before the world was created, we're not even discussing. But once the world was created, Hashem created a phantom, a way for us to give kavod so that we have the opportunity to give kavod. So he created the need for it so that we can give it. But it's not a need that really meets Sidoi. He's missing. Milui Ritzoyne Zeh Hu Kevoidai. Doing the Ratzon Hashem is the kavod. Kach Mevar Rabbeinu V'Pisre Klach Pisre Chochma. Next paragraph. Hashem is brought Gila Lona as Kavanas Abriel Lamaanenu. Sheneida b'ma ve'ich l'kayim v'shetzoynei. V'kach efshel ha'azmas oimek Kavanas Abenu v'seif v'mestel si'sharim. So he's saying actually with what I'm saying now, I'm answering a question. Is the whole part of the Bria to give kavod to Hashem? What's the lashon? I love that lashon. Kol ma'aser baruch. Kol ma'aser baruch hu ba'olamai. Libar l'chvay d'shenem. Kol hanikar b'shmi l'chvay d'asisim afitzar. Barasav yitzar tev afat. Kol hanikar b'shmi l'chvay d'barasav yitzar tev afasisim.
Can you translate that?
Hashem created everything for his kavod. But I thought the whole world was created to be mated to us. The answer is, it's Hagufa. The way he's mated to us is by creating a need for him to get covered. And this way, we by us giving covered, that is the way we, that's good for us. And therefore, that's the oifen how he's mated.
Can we really know
something in the translation when it says his need for covered? He doesn't have
it. He doesn't need for him. He has a need for us to give kavod.
He has a need for us to give, but right. He doesn't need.
No, right, that's what I'm saying. The guy doesn't need breakfast.
Can we really know why Hashem created the world?
Well, we have to know something. Otherwise, Hashem, he wants us to be in it and to understand it. So I guess to some degree, we should know it.
Okay.
Are you talking to somebody who has a question?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rabbi. So that was
out of context, huh?
Yeah. That was you started to take very fundamental stuff. Shkoyach. Fair Lakan Chanukah, everyone. In honor of Zeus Chanukah, Loma Allah, be Zeichet to continue steiging understanding. Shkoyach.